going on, y'all? 601 broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast on a football Friday and a reaction Friday after a win over the New York Giants. A different type of draft line show this evening for you. Welcome as we hang out with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens with you on the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Jay, what's up, man?
They took my money last night.
They took your money?
Doug Peterson owes me some money. He left too many points out on the field. I thought they had him last night. I did. I don't really bet the Eagles too often this year. I was telling Tyler Lilly this. They're not worthy of many bets right now, and I try not to bet with my heart. But last night I thought they got this team by a 10 spot.
Well, the number fluctuated because of the news first that Sanders and Ertz out, then not knowing about DeSean Jackson and the rest of the group, it dropped down to a 3.5?
Yeah, I got it at 4.5. It went back up.
It bumped back up.
And then I think it might have leveled off at 4.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a tough one. Bottom line is they got the win, and that's great. Betting wise, that sucked. And the 2-point conversion might have cost some people some money on the over.
Which one?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Likes to do that.
Yeah, DraftKings got my money last night.
Well, it got me a little bit on an odds boost, and it was a pretty good one.
Right.
Got me for a Jalen Hurts throwing, rushing, or receiving touchdown in the game. I only put a little bit on it.
Yeah.
But it was interesting with the
spicy
number.
Odds there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So I had to do it.
I mean, I can see why you would think that, you know, kind of.
It worked last weekend.
Yeah. It was 6 plays the weekend before. You figure they're going to go back to them because they had some success. If nothing else, it kind of spurs open the running game. So, you know, if I got the right odds on that, sure.
Yeah, well, let me update it for you and let me show you exactly. I want to tell you exactly what the odds are since I lost it, to your point, of losing that one. And that one was plus 525.
Yeah. That's a good time. That's a good time.
Yeah, indeed. No doubt about it.
Anything over plus 300, I get excited by.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I only put $2.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get crazy. This is a
mild investment.
A specialty player. I'm not going to go nuts here.
Yeah.
He's not used like slash Cordell. Yeah. You know, he's not like that. It just worked a little bit. But listen, guys and gals, we just want to take your reaction. Of course, we're not going to ignore your reaction to the Philadelphia Eagles victory, now in first place in the NFC East with
that?
A 2-4-1 record. It's ridiculous. We'll talk more about that during the show from 7 to 10. And we'll have Barrett Brooks at 8 o'clock as always.
Oh, nice, Barrett.
On Thursdays. But of course, with the game being last night, we'll have Barrett tonight at 8 o'clock. But Jamie, they get the win. And as you said, the number was what it was. And at one point, as we were doing the pregame show yesterday, and you guys were talking about it on the morning show, Anthony, Mike, Ty, and Nat, they were talking about it yesterday before we got started at 6. You know, we all bring up they need to get off to a quicker start. Mm-hmm. They go.
They go
up tempo. We're wrapping things up at Parks Casino. As soon as we wrap it up, you turn right around, and on the big screen, the game is already underway. They're not messing around in the NFL. That 8:20 kickoff happened, and all of a sudden, boom. First completion to DeSean Jackson, then up-tempo. They kept going. They get the score, and to what you said, which is why you made the bet on DraftKings.
That's what I thought we were getting.
I thought that that's what they were going to be doing all night.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, all right, Doug, you know, up-tempo, getting DeSean involved. It looked like he was going to have a real impact on that game. He just kind of disappeared after that drive for a little bit. We can get to his injury later, which was a total scumbag move by the Giants. But yeah, you thought like, all right, here it is. This is the game where the offense gets clicking. I thought that the defense was going to come up with some turnovers. So after that first touchdown, I'm thinking, all right, here it comes. This is the game they string together. And then for whatever reason, I was listening to Seth Joyner on the post game last night before hitting the hay, and I agree with him. If something's working, what's wrong with just continuing to do that until they stop it? Like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel and get away from what is working. If it's working, stay with the rollout. Stay with the up-tempo. You know, keep going to DeSean until they stop it. And they seem to just kind of get away from it after that first drive. And it was a quiet offensive performance after that until Carson was damn near perfect in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and he was in the fourth quarter. He had an up-and-down game once again.
For sure.
He was terrible after the first drive. After that, he was terrible. Throwing across the field, throwing.
That was ballsy.
That was, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
The one in the interception that he threw, of course, to the left side,
yeah,
right by the pylon.
I thought he was trying to throw it away.
And I
then,
did not.
And then I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. Once I started looking at
Richard
my notes
Rodriguez
again.
Or Richard Rodgers' back was to the play. He didn't have a chance to defend it. I was like, oh no.
No chance at all. So that was ridiculous. But again, just looking at how things ultimately played out, getting that win is very good. I looked at the odds earlier today on our DraftKings app here.
For the division?
For the division.
All
right. I couldn't help myself,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, but they are the favorite.
I was going to say, well, according to the ESPN FPI, the Football Power Index, if it is what it is. Look, I'm not saying it's the Bible. They put their odds at winning the division. Now it's 61%. Now, if Dallas wins this weekend, that'll obviously change the numbers, a fair bit, but it's probably their division to lose, given you take care of your NFC East games. The out-of-conference games, or out-of-division games, excuse me, they don't matter as much right now. All that matters is winning this division, and if you handle business in division, you're going to get a playoff berth. And who knows? The NFC's got some teams, like Seattle looks ridiculous. Green Bay scares me a little bit. But it's kind of open. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I certainly don't want to not make the playoffs.
I do, too. I want to see them make the playoffs as well. Right now, they are plus 105 on DraftKings Sportsbook app. Plus 105, right. The Dallas Cowboys sitting at plus 125. Of course, that could change based on their game against Washington, who sits at plus 900. And the New York Giants, after losing to the Philadelphia Eagles, now 1-6 on the season. Right now, they are plus 1,300.
Wow.
To win the NFC
East.
What
a plummet. They were like as high as plus 400 recently.
But it's still not crazy to say that they still have a chance.
Sure. Everybody's got a chance.
Yeah, they still have a chance. So if you feel good about what you saw yesterday, you decide, oh, I'll put $5 on the Giants. That'll net you $65 back, so you'll credit yourself with $70.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's wide open. I've never seen a division like this. It's
not like this.
This is
historic, as Tyler was saying. We'll get to that later on.
It's so bad that I find it borderline riveting. Like, it's kind of fascinating me. It's so bad. And it's kind of good in a way.
and now that you say
like
that,
it's with so
it being,
wide open.
With it being wide open, so bad, riveting. Is there something that you want to see specifically as the division ends up the way that it does? The ultimate winner. Do you want to see it train wrecked where the winner has 5 wins and you're just like, hey, just go for it. I just want to, I've never seen it before. Just do it.
Yeah. I think it would be hilarious to win a division with 5 or 6 wins. That would be pretty funny to me.
So, because we've seen it with 7.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen 6 or 5. That's outrageous.
No.
And 6-9-1 could very easily win this division, which is pretty damn funny to me.
Yeah, so we did this actually, not to get to the later show, 7-10.
Uh-huh.
We did this a couple of weeks ago where we asked that very question, what is it going to take to win the division? I don't remember what the outcome was. Maybe Tyler does. But we were going to it was 8. Was going to win the division. So we were going to revisit that tonight.
Oh, man.
After we are now
7
games in the books for the Birds.
That seems like lofty goals now, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
When you see the rest of their schedule remaining outside the division, and look, I think the Eagles are a.
What do you mean, like Cleveland and Green Bay?
Yeah,
New
it's
Orleans.
Tough.
Yes, it is.
It's tough.
Yes.
But they're oddly a team that plays up to their opponents and plays down to their opponents. And this has kind of been their MO now for the last 2 or 3 years, which is. To me, I translate that as a team that is close but can't do it because of certain restrictions. So, like, I just think they're one of those 8-8, middle of the pack. You got a quarterback that's a gamer that'll keep you in games and win some and lose some, and that's what they are. And they just don't have enough to overcome their deficiencies. But, I'd rather see them win than lose. That's just in my sports DNA. Because to me, I don't care the sport. You get in the playoffs, and why we love sports is it's undetermined.
Stuff can happen.
You never know.
Yes.
My dream scenario is they sell off, let some of the young guys really shine, like your Josh Sweats, maybe try to trade a Derek Barnett, something like that. I'd love to see some of the young guys really get their time, and I want Carson Wentz to play a playoff game and win.
I do, too.
So that's that's how I'm taking the rest of this season. I know what they are. They're a mediocre football team. And, you know, let's go. Let's win the toilet bowl division.
No, yeah, the toilet bowl division. That's perfect.
Yeah.
No question. So, listen, we'll take your phone calls.
It was a big win last night. I know it's a negative vibe out there today, but, like, what the hell? Well, you know, who cares? Like, this is what it is.
When we sit to watch that game last night, of course, to see them win. The analysis comes along with the game, but the overall outcome is what we want to see, and
sure,
we want to see that W.
Yeah.
Regardless of how bad this team is, and they are bad,
yeah,
that game was ugly last night.
Oh, that's one of the worst Eagles offensive lines I've ever seen.
Yes.
In the history of my 30, you know, two, 4 or 5 years of actually knowing Eagles football.
Yes.
This might be the worst.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad, but they still have a chance.
Yeah,
they can win.
Absolutely.
Again, they are right now the favorite on DraftKings at +105 to win this division. That is the two games upcoming against the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys, Dallas and New York in that order.
Big.
Then you have Cleveland in no particular order because I'm going off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Cleveland, New Orleans, Green Bay, Seattle.
And is there a Minnesota also?
I don't think there's Minnesota.
This is the one year we don't play. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
You're right.
I know it's New Orleans and Green Bay. No Chicago, no Minnesota.
Yeah, and Arizona, yeah.
Arizona's the other one.
Yeah. And then, I mean, that's tough, man.
And then Dallas and Washington on the back end. So that's a tough one.
That's a five-game stretch.
Five games.
Cleveland, Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona,
yes,
in that order.
Yes.
That's brutal.
That's difficult. That's difficult. And depending on where Dallas is, again, with the division and up for grabs, that's a tough game there, probably.
Sure.
Down the stretch, we said it before the season really got underway that Dallas game is probably, like it always does, come down to the division. It's just a matter of the win total that we're getting to when it comes to that. So 610-632-0975 if you want to reach Jamie and I here until 7 o'clock. This is the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
So let me ask you, what was your feeling when you woke up this morning? Because, you know, look, there's an emotional roller coaster to watching a game. But when you actually go to sleep, reset the body, wake up, when you opened your eyes this morning, what was like the first thought you had about the Eagles game last night? Because mine, oddly, was positive. That last 6 minutes and what Carson did and that Boston Scott catch, that was enough to wipe out the negativity of the previous 2.5 quarters.
Yeah.
And I think I'm in the minority.
My first thought was, all right, they won the game. I can't believe they won that game because I thought that they were done.
Yeah.
After Sterling Shepard scored.
Sure.
I said, okay, they're done. This is 1-5-1.
Uh-huh.
It's going to get ugly,
yeah,
tomorrow when you guys start at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And when we close it out at 10. So that was my initial thought. And then I said, man, this division is bad. And that's where I was, Jay, really.
Yeah.
I was really there. And obviously you start thinking back to some of the plays, great throw by Carson, great catch by Boston Scott.
I thought no way he had it. I'm living with my parents,
yes,
until this weekend.
Yep.
And my mom was like, oh my God, he got it. And I was like, I don't think so, Mom. That looked like a really hard catch. And she, yeah, was like, no, he's got it. And sure enough, she was right.
The ebbs and flows of that game last night, man. Yeah, right. He caught it.
He popped up and I was like, oh my. Like, I had excitement.
But I immediately forget about the football. If he had possession, I'm thinking about his feet.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so tight to the sideline that was he able to get his feet down? The same thing when you saw some other receptions, Travis Fulgham, where he had to get that great catch that he made along the sideline, still able to get his feet down, toe tapping it. And something like that. But that's where I was, man. I was looking at it like, I cannot believe they won last night and this division stinks.
Yeah.
Is where I was.
Yeah.
But, hey, we still have a reason to watch going,
yes,
forward because
absolutely,
the young players you want to see.
Sure.
What does Carson Wentz do as the leader of this team who gets moved? What the questions do you have for the offseason when the draft and free,
sure,
agency? Is Howie Roseman going to be the one making a decision?
Yeah.
All those things. But while we still get there, we are able to put that off a little bit because they actually have an opportunity to take this division with a ridiculously terrible record this season.
And they're going to get healthy.
Yeah.
You know,
those are their trades and their free agent pickups.
Yeah. Yeah,
those guys.
If Lane Johnson's able to take a couple weeks off and come back better, you get him back. Jalen Reagor and Dallas Goedert are going to be returning probably after the bye, relatively close. I can't wait to see Greg Ward, Travis Fulgham, and Jalen Reagor out on the field together. Like, I don't even... Deshaun and Alshon are on the back burner out of my mind. I want to see those three kids finish out the year with Carson Wentz, and I want to see what they can develop because I love Greg Ward. I got to tell you, like, this guy's tough. He makes contested catches.
He does.
He shows up, man. And and he'll go across the middle. He'll take hits. I think Carson trusts in him implicitly, and I'm excited for him. Travis Fulgham, again, he's just quietly going to get 75, 79 yards. You know, it was a tough catch he had in the end zone last night. Can't kill the kid for that. He's caught everything up until this. And then, you know, we saw some glimpses from Rager in that first game. So I'm excited for the three of them to get together. I'm excited for Dallas Goedert to get back. And Richard Rodgers had a hell of a game last night, too.
Yes, he did. Travis Fulgham, 5 for 73 yards last night on 11 targets along of 40, 14.6 on average were his receptions last night for those five. Greg Ward, as you said, he trusts him. 6 targets, 5 receptions for 42 yards, and that one touchdown. Richard Rodgers, 6 for 85. And those were on 8 targets for 14.2 average last night. For
and John Hightower showed up
that
big
one catch.
With his big play. So
he has that.
Yeah.
You know, despite the drops, the thing about his drops, he's in good position.
Yeah, he's
so
open.
He's getting open.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about catching the football once
absolutely.
He gets there. Yeah, so.
So, you know, there's some, I don't want to say exciting because then people are like, oh, you're green goggles.
No.
But it's like.
No, his team stinks.
Carson Wentz with those youngsters on the outside excites me about this season. Like, that's something I'm hyper-focused on each weekend now. I want to see Travis Fulgham, Greg Ward, and Jalen Reagor. And I want number 11 to go ball out. Because he's put my brain in a blender at times this year. You know, the first three games of the year, he was horrible. And you saw some... Like, I didn't think he was... terrible last night. He obviously had some shaky decisions there, but then once you saw like that Boston Scott play and you saw the Hightower bomb, you're like, this is why I can't quit the idea of you being like the man.
But then you see the reverse go left, the spin left, and get himself in a tough spot right there, and he almost gets caught before he actually throws that one. And you're like, dude, what are you doing?
I know.
And then you make that other
pass. And the intentional grounding where he's not outside the park.
Yeah.
But, like, he grew up watching and idolizing Favre, and he's got that gene. And you're going to have to live with those cross the field.
Occasionally,
yes. He needs to tone it down. It's never going to go away.
Yes.
It's never going away.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Is the key word here for him.
So, you know, it's year 5. We still got to see. But he's trending in the right direction in a big way.
Last night, he was 25 of 43 for 359 yards, 2 touchdowns to 1 interception, a sack 3 times for a loss of 13. Jamie, the number yesterday on DraftKings app for his passing over under was 249.5.
Crush that.
Yes.
Damn.
I said yes on that one.
Yeah, I would have probably taken that in hindsight.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants... they have some good young players on the D line, and Jabril Peppers is a solid player, and their linebackers are pretty good. So, you know, they're not a good football team either, but their defense is all right. Like, whatever. I'm trying to look for all the positives I can out of last night.
Yeah, you walk away with the W. 2-4-1 you are.
Yeah.
And your first victory at home as well. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
610-632-0975, the Draft Line Show with Jamie Lynch. I'm Devon Givens, brought to you by DraftKings. So we'll take your phone calls on the other side. We don't want to rush anyone. We see you on the line. So again, 610-632-0975. Your reaction to last night and everything that you saw, what stood out to you, and we'll get into a little bit more of the lines because we do have Week 7 still this weekend. The Eagles and Giants kicked it off last night. We have stuff.
I love Eagle-free NFL Sundays.
Oh, because now you're just going to go crazy on DraftKings.
Especially after a W.
And they have a great parlay that we have to tell people about. A boost for the folks out there if you are interested in
DraftKings. NFL Red Zone. Give me my couch and controller and a couple beers.
Don't forget,
I'm in heaven.
Don't forget about the World Series.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the World Series because
Bueller is pitching tonight.
Listen, I had my little fun during the show the other night. I put a little something
on live action
while Tampa was beating up on the Dodgers. Oh, they're going to win this inning. Let me throw a little something down.
Nice.
And get a nice return of about $20. So, yeah, that's how it goes. So, 610-632-0975. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens. We'll get into the Eagles more on the other side, and we'll step into the NFL in general and give you some of the lines for the weekend to get you set so you can make some more money, some more return because, hey, it's October, and you want to make sure you want to get a little bit more money in
your
pocket.
Did you see that? We'll get into it on the other side as well. The NFL breaking news?
I did not.
Adam Schefter, Antonio Brown, and
okay.
the
I did see that.
Buccaneers.
Little Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Little Tom Brady. So no longer Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. He said, come on down. So you're now looking at Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown possibly.
Yeah. Do they need him? Like, you bring that personality into a locker room when you got those receivers already?
No.
You know, it's just, it seems a bit gluttonous.
A little overload there.
Yeah.
A little
a lot of personalities.
A little overload there. We'll get into that a little bit more. 610-632-0975. We'll get to you when we get back. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, The Draft Line Show on a Victory Friday right here on 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The Fanatic. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Now, more of Draft Lines with Jamie Lynch and Devon Givens.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
On 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
.630, 97.5 The Fanatic. The Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings with Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens. Birds win last night and take over first place in the NFC East. Now still pending based on what happens this weekend between the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. But they do, in fact, have the lead right now. Your reaction to last night, 610-632-0975. And our 6 o'clock hours also brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, 610-632-0975. We'll get to some of the lines around the league. We'll talk about the World Series, game number 3 tonight. But first, let's go to the line. And Tyler, who you want me to say? All right, which one you want me to say? I'll just call it for what it is. Yeah, I'll call it for what it is because Hodge is my man. What's up, Hodge?
Hodge, hey, listen, you call the Eagles a mediocre football team. Isn't that a stretch? I mean, this is like going into the room with the ugliest woman in the party and picking out the least ugliest and calling her mediocre. Come on.
Well, I mean, there's tiers. There's awful, there's mediocre, and then there's good, and then there's probably great. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like saying mediocre is that high of a compliment.
Yeah. So this would be the Adrian in the group, right? I mean, she's the... She's the one that turned into the fox later, right?
Yeah, but does it really matter when we all agree that they're not a good football team?
Yeah.
So does it
so
really matter?
However you classify it.
Does
well,
it really matter?
My point isn't to talk about that. The point is you got Carson Wentz, right? And I like this guy. I mean, he's a good quarterback, right? But he's on a team that he's not going to be able to get great. He's not given the assets to go win a Super Bowl. And how long is he going to last at that? I mean,
It's a great question. We don't know.
They need some desperate offensive line help, like to protect Carson right now in the next couple games.
But they haven't been giving them. But here's another point. Let's get off football. We're quick baseball. Tampa Bay, right? And now the Phillies are trying to get better, right? And just like the Yankees, and I'm a Yankee fan and I'm not happy, they spend money. And we found out that the Yankees have been spending money. It's not working. You know, they spent a lot of money. Then it went to their farm system. And now Tampa, what is it, the least, the lowest payroll in baseball?
Yeah, I want them to hire their front office from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so the answer to get to the World Series with the Phillies isn't to have your billionaire spend all the money on, like, Bryce Harper and you know, we heard talk about the guy from San Diego coming in here. I mean, it's to get your farm system. And that's what how long has he owned that fast baseball team so far now? How many years? He's been there 10 years, not being the majority owner, but he's been there over 10 years.
Yeah,
right?
Because he's here when they won the World Series, right.
So what has he done in the last 10 years I mean, he said it, that, you know, Phillies haven't done the right thing in the farm system.
He hired from the Orioles. He hired from the Orioles to write his farm system, and that was a disastrous decision, and now they have to write that by getting somebody from the Dodgers or somebody from the Rays.
So you said they have to. Are they doing that? I mean,
probably not.
Probably not.
Ned Rice is probably going to be your interim GM for the year, and I think that's a massive failure.
You guys did a show like when Bryce Harper was here, how great it was, and we need Bryce Harper. We need to spend the
money. They did need Bryce Harper, because imagine how bad they'd be without him.
Well, who cares if they're bad? They got to focus on the farm system.
Absolutely. They have
to win games.
Look, I'd rather have an elite farm system than re-signing JT Realmuto. Absolutely. I agree with you.
Tampa Bay didn't care about how bad they were for 5 years while they were building their farm system. Look at what they did.
They've had good farm systems for a while now. I mean, look at 2008 even.
Yeah, I know they have. And, you know, it comes in cycles, but the Phillies haven't. And so that's the fix for the Phillies. And, you know, the Yankees went out and did. Look what they got. They've got the guys that the Yankees bring up, any one of those guys could be, you know, the franchise player on most teams. You go down that lineup at eight players down. I mean, you got to get a farm system like that.
I agree. I hate when I agree with you, Hodge, though. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for calling.
I don't typically agree with him, but he's spot on with the farm system woes.
We're in agreement here. This is not, you know, because he likes to go the other way a lot of times.
Sure.
And that's okay,
yeah.
But we all agree.
Yeah.
Whether it's whatever word you use for the Eagles being bad.
I don't care about that. They're just not good.
And the farm system for the Phillies is also bad.
Yeah, that's the most important thing this offseason. It's more important than signings, re-signings, whatever you want to call it. You know, I don't want to see that Ned Rice has been held around for a year as an interim GM.
No,
go out and hire somebody from a winning farm system organization. I wouldn't even go outside of Tampa and L.A. I think the World Series is perfect. I hope Mr. Middleton is watching. And imagine somebody from Tampa Bay with major market money and an ability to develop a farm system beneath that. I mean, that's how you sustain success in Major League Baseball. Paying every year, it rarely works.
610-632-0975. Speaking of the World Series in baseball, the Dodgers and Rays tonight. Walker Buehler for the Dodgers.
Yeah, old tight pants.
Charlie Morton.
What's up with that look?
But the Tampa Bay Rays, I don't know.
He pulled it out. Like, Tyler, you would know better than me. He pulled it out in the playoffs, right? Like, this was like a new thing?
He looked absolutely ridiculous. and then somebody asked him in the postgame presser, and he's like, not
the time.
He took
offense to it.
He's like, not the time, not the place.
Weird move to bust out in the playoffs, but old tight pants is on the hill tonight.
Great terminology when you talk about
tight pants.
They
look like male yoga pants. It's weird, man.
1.5 is the number right now. The favorite, the Dodgers, behind Walker Buehler at over 7.5, the total runs. Where are you looking tonight? The series right now tied 1-1. Tampa took game number 2 after the Dodgers took game 1. What are you looking at with these numbers? Run line, -1.5.
See, baseball is tricky when it comes to gambling for me because it's my least favorite sport to gamble on because it's so finicky. There's so many X factors that can affect the run line. And the run line's hard to get. Sometimes it's not, but it's usually sweat. And then the money line is usually so high because, you know, so they try to, like, middle you, and there's no real clear way to go. Tonight, I would probably take the Dodgers money line.
Dodgers money line is -152.
Yeah, I'd prefer taking that rather than the run line. So I would spend a little bit extra and take the money line, and I probably will do that.
All right, but wouldn't you feel good with Charlie Morton and that +130?
That's not bad for Charlie Morton.
That is not.
He's a big, you know, look, he's been around. You know, I don't think he's going to be intimidated by the World Series and Walker Buehler. Buehler's the youngster who, you know, hasn't been in this spot a ton. So, you know, that's good value for a guy like that, especially with Tampa's lineup behind him.
No question. The game number 2 on Wednesday, odds boost they had set was 5.5 strikeouts and a Tampa win.
Okay. Did you take it?
No, I did not. But
you
I
had
was
your
tempted.
Eye on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was tempted. I was definitely tempted to do so because, I mean, listen, it just seemed like, you know what? They're going to bounce back here. They're going to figure this one out. They're going to bounce back. They win the game 6-4, of course, as we know where we are right now. But the way things were going for Blake Snell, he was rolling. And He had 9 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So he covered that one very easily. And they got the win 6-4. Got a little dicey.
Yeah.
Got a little dicey later on when the Dodgers started putting up some numbers. But, yeah, that was one of their odds
boosts. That's a nice odds boost. Yeah, I mean, the odds boosts are always a good thing to check out before you make your bets. It's usually something you never, ever think of to put together. I like the low money long shot parlays, but you always got to check out the odds boost, too.
All right. Well, let me give you couple of odds boosts for tonight.
All right, what do we got?
All right. Brandon Lowe to hit a home run plus 600.
Plus 600. I'll gamble on almost anything at plus 600. Sure, why not? I'll put $2 on
you
that.
You put $2 on that?
Yeah.
Plus 600?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe
even a 5 spot.
He was 2-for-5 in game number 2. 2-for-5 game 2, 2 runs. And that's plus 600. He did homer.
If I want to deep dive and
for the first run for Tampa Bay in the first inning on Wednesday.
Yeah, I want to deep dive and see if he's faced Morton here before and what his numbers are. So maybe if you want to get real geeky on your bets, you start deep diving on baseballreference.com.
It's your money.
Yeah, educated better is a better.
It's your money, no
question.
It
doesn't always work, but it helps to have information.
Over 1.5 stolen bases in game number 3.
1.5?
1.5. Over 1.5 stolen bases in game number 3.
Yeah, I would take that. I mean, all you need is 2. Tampa's a heady kind of team. I could see them doing a hit and run or something.
Tampa had 1, and the Dodgers did not have 1 at all.
And then you just got to hope like a Mookie or somebody gets in the right situation and takes off.
Yeah, a little cheap one later on.
What are the odds on that?
That is plus 180. From 155.
All right, yeah. Yeah, plus 180, that's not bad.
Okay. Charlie Morton and Walker Buehler combined 12.5 strikeouts plus 105, jumped up from minus 110.
So I just saw a stat up that Walker Buehler now has he has 10 consecutive starts with over 6 strikeouts. And he just passed like Bob Gibson and somebody else in the MLB playoffs. So 10 consecutive games of 6-plus strikeouts. So let's figure he's good for 7. And then the question is,
can Charlie Morton get you 6?
I would think.
I'm out on that one.
It's a little high. Charlie Morton's not a big strikeout guy, so it makes me a little uneasy.
Yes.
But then there's always the possibility that Walker Buehler's in the zone, but then you're kind of reaching a little bit. It's a tough line, 12.5.
And remember, it has to be both of them. Not a bullpen come in and help you out. It has to be the 2 starters, final one.
That's a tough one because if Charlie Morton ends up getting rocked in the third inning, he's out of there, right. And then you're dead in the water. Yeah.
And now you're counting on Walker Buehler at that point. Final one, Dodgers or Rays to score in the first inning. That's from a plus 100 to plus 125.
I could see that. I could see Charlie Morton letting up a run in the first inning.
Okay.
Plus 125,
All right.
Small shekel on that.
All right, 610-632-0975. That's, of course, at DraftKings Sportsbook app. This is the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Couple more odds boosts. This time in the NFL. This one just popped up for Sunday, October 25th. George Kittle, Travis Kelce, and DeAndre Hopkins each to score a touchdown.
It's a random pairing.
Plus 1250.
Ooh. Kittle.
So Kittle, Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins. All right, so Kittle has the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Travis Kelce.
I feel the best about Kittle.
Pardon me. Travis Kelce has the Denver Broncos. Kittle has the New England Patriots. And DeAndre Hopkins has the Seattle Seahawks. Sunday Night Football.
Tough division game.
On the road. No. At home. Sorry.
At home.
I like it now.
All right.
I like DeAndre Hopkins now.
A little better there.
I do.
A lot better, actually, not being in Seattle.
So you know our mock number is just to put $5 down.
Yeah.
Plus $12.50. $67.50 is your total payout.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, hell yeah, for 3 players like that. of that quality? Yeah, I'll take that.
Kittle, Kelsey, DeAndre Hopkins.
I got to make a deposit because the Eagles took all my available balance last night. Son of a...
All right, let's go to one that I also look at and say, oh, this is interesting. So let me give you the games. The Buffalo Bills are in New York to take on the Jets. They're involved in this one.
This is a big one.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are in Los Angeles to take on the Chargers.
That's another like 6.5-7 line, I want to say.
Doesn't matter. And the Denver Broncos are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, +100, boosted from -122, all to lose. Jets, Jaguars, and Broncos. That is the odds boost from -122 to +100.
I think 2 of 3 are an absolute lock. For whatever reason, Denver's just like that pesky team.
They have Kansas City, though.
And
they won last week against the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
So...
letdown time.
Yeah.
I mean, that you just convinced me that that's a lock.
That's a lock. And they have, again, Jacksonville takes on the L.A. Chargers.
And that's +100?
That is +100. So let's go to our mock number. $10 your net right there.
All right.
$5.
Yeah. There's a couple more $5 parlays I can make with that $10.
No doubt. Now, this is the interesting one. The Green Bay Packers are on the road to take on the Houston Texans.
Should be some points in this one.
The Pittsburgh Steelers on the road.
This game is awesome.
The Tennessee Titans.
This is the game of the week right there.
The New Orleans Saints are at home hosting the Carolina Panthers. This one will get out of the way very quickly. All 1 o'clock games. Packers, Steelers, Saints all to win. Boosted from +319 to +485, Jamie.
Ooh, +485.
Our mock number, $5, $29.25.
Not bad. +485 for... those are all favorable matchups. Let's party.
Let's party?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you think Green Bay is definitely bouncing back after last week.
I agree.
They look terrible. The offensive line looked terrible. Rodgers was under pressure almost as much as Wentz. New Orleans at home, missing Michael Thomas.
And Emmanuel Sanders.
And Carolina does concern me a little bit. Like, that's a division game.
They lost last week.
They're a pesky team, yeah. You know.
They lost to Chicago.
But New Orleans at home should.
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 But Matt Rhule has that team playing.
He does. He does. What's his name? Rasul Douglas down there playing all right.
Teddy B going against his former club.
Yeah, like, that's the one that gives me the concern. But the other two I like a lot.
Really like the Steelers on the road against Tennessee?
I do think the Steelers win this weekend. Okay. That's an awesome game. I can't wait to watch that one.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
I wish that was the 4 o'clock.
Red zone it for you.
Yeah.
+485 for that number. So those are pretty good.
It's coming down probably to that Pittsburgh-Tennessee game. So if you feel strongly about Pittsburgh there, that's a good odds boost to hop on.
All right, let me give you one college football before we get to our phone, 610-632-0975. Wisconsin to score first and over 55.5 total points.
I'm going to punt to Tyler Zuli because my college football acumen isn't where it needs to be so far this year. I have been somewhat slacking.
Fair.
So I don't want to make a judgment call on this. I'm going to squib punt over to Tyler Zuli and let him make the call on this
and
one.
And of course, Wisconsin, as they get
this
ready.
This is Mr. Big Ten in there.
That is tonight, by the way.
Okay.
Against Illinois.
All right, Tyler, what do you think?
Well, the last time these two teams played last year, Wisconsin was a double-digit favorite, and Illinois beat them outright. Lovie Smith has got something cooking, I think, at Illinois, considering the fact that they were pretty much MIA for the most part over the course of the last 5 or 6 years or so. That's a lot of points.
55.5.
And Wisconsin is going to have to be predicated on their run game, because I don't think Jack Cohn's all that good. 55.5 means to me that Wisconsin's going to have to score 35 in order for that to hit. Okay. I would shy away from it.
All right,
there you go.
55.5 total points.
Especially with it being the first week of Big Ten football.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of product it's going to be.
Absolutely.
There is a college game I love this weekend, and it involves an outrageous line. Clemson, Syracuse.
46.5.
Lay it. Syracuse is terrible. They're terrible.
Trevor Lawrence going to light it up.
Oh, he's got to pad those Heisman stats.
All right, well, as you say that, they are in a odds boost.
Are they?
How about that?
All right.
Ohio State and Clemson both to cover the spread. 26.5 for Ohio State and Clemson, 46.5.
Who does Ohio State have?
That's a +320 right there for the odds boost right there. Ohio State, as I go to it, I have it right here. Ohio State kicks off against Nebraska.
Okay. 26.5. I love betting Ohio State. So you know how you always kind of get like a team you get behind. Ohio State is my college team. Not that I root for them.
And you already like the Clemson number.
But I love betting on them.
So you like that Clemson number already?
Yeah, I'm in already.
+320.
My wallet knows no allegiances, Tyler. I like a vibe. They cover. They cover.
+320. That
+320
you,
on that?
That
I'm
would
in.
Get you $21 back
I'm in.
Our mock $5 bet.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah,
so you just made a lot of money on all of these odds boosts. Just that easy, folks. Go to your DraftKings app and make sure you place your bets there. Let's go to Rich in Lawrenceville next on the Fanatic. What's up, Rich? Then we'll get to the NFL games.
Hey, guys. Hey, before the Eagles game, you were having the same conversation around the betting line. And you know how those people and computer algorithms can be eerily accurate. Remember talking about receiving yards for DeSean Jackson?
Yep.
What the line was? It was 34, I believe. And if I remember right, he had 34 yards receiving.
Oh, man. That's diabolical.
That was scary.
How the hell do they know?
And Vegas knows. And Carson missed him a couple of times where he should have had a few more receptions. So that's crazy, Rich, that it hit on the number like that.
Yeah. Because I remember you guys talked about that. He said he might get that in one throw. And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, he's going to blow 34 out of the water.
Yeah.
And so that number stuck in my head. And I just happened to look at the line and it's like, 34 yards.
Amazing.
That's unbelievable.
Amazing. What did you think of the game last night, Rich?
A win's a win. I like what Carson's showing. He showed some grit. He's showing a team that you got to fight and just kind of make it happen and figure out a way. My biggest concern is I think Dougie P's got to give up the play calling. But his ego, he'll never let it go.
So no question. No question. That's something that, man, is really starting to bother a lot of fans. Rich, and you're exactly right. He said it already that that's one of the things that he absolutely loves doing during game days, so he's not ready to give it up. But he might, if he's, again, a team player like he should be, and this is supposed to be the new norm of winning, he needs to put that best interest of the team out there first. That's why you have so many coordinators and all the offensive people that you have and have on that staff, man. Rich, thanks for the call, man. Enjoy the weekend. They need to do something there. Yeah. So,
absolutely. I mean, I would love, I just think being buried in a play chart removes you from some ins and outs and momentum feels of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, Doug works, you know what I mean? Like, he's a good coach, but sometimes I wish his head wasn't in the play chart.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's give you a couple of games before you get out of here and start your weekend. Jay, you already love that Tennessee-Pittsburgh game in Tennessee. The number is -1.5. As the Tennessee Titans are the favorite at home, -110.
Yeah, I just think, this is a coin flip game. I just like Pittsburgh in this matchup. I think they'll do as good as you can against Derrick Henry and try and force, Tannehill to beat you. And he's been a very good quarterback. Tennessee is one of those teams where my expectations aren't reality, so I keep, having to remind myself how good they are. But in this coin flip, I'm just going to go with the Steelers.
And Houston blew that game last week against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something.
But they're a hell of a team, man. Rabel's probably coach of the year.
Yeah.
As of right now.
That's a good call because they are undefeated.
Yeah.
Right now, even coming off of the COVID break, they still came out and put it on. I can't remember that team on Tuesday.
But that's the game of the week, man.
That is.
That's
a
good one.
Buffalo. All right, speaking of Buffalo, they're in New York to take on the Jets. The number is -10.5 for the Bills on the road.
How the hell would anyone bet the Jets? How do you do it?
Well, they want you to take that or the over-under because the money line is -530.
I mean,
and the Jets are +400.
Like, if you have the balls to bet Jets +10.5, you said, good on you. Enjoy it. Have fun. I hope you win. there's no chance I could ever do that.
Yeah, if you were going Jets anyway, you're going to take the money line.
Yeah, you got it.
Plus 400.
Absolutely.
To go there. Do they cover that 10.5?
I don't think so. I think Buffalo bounces back.
Okay.
Because, you know, they've had two weeks in a row.
They beat that team down.
Yeah, it's time for a get-right game.
They beat that team down. The interesting game in New Orleans against the Panthers, hosting the Panthers. 7 is the number at home for the Saints, and over-under's 50 in the Dome.
Yeah, I kind of like a little bit of the overaction there. If I had gun to my head, I'd probably take the Panthers with the points. I think they'll lose, but I think it could be a close one just because Panthers are pesky. It's a division game. I'll take that amount of points in a division game.
And you're, again, without Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders.
Sure, so look for the Saints to win by 24.
Let me give you another good game. Let's go to Cincinnati where the Bengals will host the Browns, who came off a beatdown last weekend to the Pittsburgh Steelers. As you mentioned, they're -3.5 favorite on the road at -107 against the Bengals. Bengals could be without Joe Mixon because of last week's injury.
Yeah, I think he's trending towards being out.
I hope not. He's on my fantasy team.
He might be in trouble. I think Cleveland is better than what happened last weekend. I think Pittsburgh just kind of owns them.
Yeah.
I think they have a little bit of a get-right game. I would take the Browns.
Okay, I would take the Browns as well. -3.5. The over-under is 50.5. I could see that point total being up there a little bit.
Yeah, since he's probably going to have to be playing from behind and throwing it, so it could be a decent Burrow weekend.
Keep it in a division, NFC East, Dallas on the road, their road dog, -1.
I mean,
against Washington,
as bad as their defense is,
for Washington.
I don't see how Washington.
Kyle Allen.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
Dallas was terrible.
They were so bad.
Against Arizona on Monday.
And then, you know, these players talking out about Garrett and all this. It's a mess.
Already.
It's a mess.
No, don't say Garrett. It's Mike McCarthy.
All right, excuse me. Mike McCarthy.
They should be talking bad about Mike McCarthy.
They said straight up, these guys don't coach anything.
Oh, my goodness.
I would take Dallas, but that's an avoid game. That's just a disaster.
100%. I would go with you to Houston hosting the Green Bay Packers off of their first loss of the season. First loss of the season?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. -3.5, Packers favorite on the road. That's a -106.
I like the Packers.
I agree with you.
I think Aaron Rodgers was
bounce back.
Yeah, on an MVP trajectory there, and I think he'll bring it back.
All right, I'll give you the final one. Seattle in Arizona. They are the favorite
in
Arizona.
That should be a good one.
-3.5. Now move to Sunday night. 8:20 game. 3.5, the Seahawks are the favorite on the road.
Seattle's a machine, man. Arizona's defense isn't quite there. I would take
Seattle's defense is not quite there right now either.
Yeah, I would take the over. It's high, right? What was it, 50?
The over is 55.5.
Yeah. I would probably take the Hawks in the over. Okay. I might tease that. I might parlay it. That seems like a fun bet to me. Stay up late and watch a good football game.
Watch it be a defensive game.
Yeah, of course.
You know what it is.
13-7.
Yeah. No doubt. That's Jamie Lynch. You can hear him tomorrow with Andrew Salchunas. Is that 4 o'clock tomorrow?
After the Temple game.
After the Temple game.
So whatever that wraps up. Yeah, 3 and 4, somewhere around there.
In there. So make sure you guys tune in to the Temple game following that. Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas. Jay, as always, man, it's great to be with you on this Friday.
Great
the Draft
time.
Line Show. Always fun. I'm coming up next from 7 to 10. Bear Brooks at
awesome.
At 8 o'clock.
And I'm coming back for my money, DraftKings. I'm winning this weekend.
Yes, sir. One question before you go.
Yeah.
The Birds and the NFC East. One word to describe the division. What is it?
Putrid.
There you go. I love it. That's a question for us when we start off at 7 o'clock. Jay, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you.
Good times.
You got it, man. I'm coming up next, 7 o'clock, with Jamie Lynch right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.